Government health officials are going to great lengths to keep the coronavirus to a minimum in the U.S. In Focus on Technology, hear how spies and medical detectives are pulling out all the stops. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee learned last week that U.S. spy agencies worried that India and Iran weren't taking the proper precautions were checking up on them. Media reports said U.S. spies were using undercover informants and electronic eavesdropping to find out what was going on. Iran has had the highest number of deaths outside China, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hinted at a cover-up. Containing the spread is key to slowing down COVID-19, and the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control are using a variety of surveillance systems to gather information. University of Cincinnati Associate Professor for Environment and Public Health Research Florence Folk says that's important.
Because from that, you can start talking about prevention and also protecting those who are not ill.
Investigators are trying to figure out how a California woman got coronavirus without seemingly coming into contact with anyone who had it or traveling to regions of the world where it is. The CDC is using contact tracing or tracking down anyone who came within 6 feet of her that was infected. Folk says epidemiologists are kind of like medical detectives. They have to figure out who is at risk so those people can be on guard.
Are men becoming more ill than women? Do people that already have another disease, like diabetes or COPD, become more susceptible to the illness? So having that information can help inform both community members about their own individual risk and also the healthcare and public health.
How specific can this tracking be? Can investigators figure out what states will be hit first? University of Virginia researchers are collecting data and have created interactive online dashboards. A Virginia TV station reports those graphs show where the virus is, recorded symptoms, age groups affected, and even how one case spread to others within a country. Another dashboard displays a map and timeline to track where the virus has spread and when. Folk is keeping up with the latest research, even looking at Chinese maps, as she trains future epidemiologists at UC.
Watching the process, monitoring what's going on, and we can take this and bring it into the classroom for teaching the next generation of public health professionals. It'll be on the front line for future epidemics and pandemics.
One researcher who has been studying COVID-19 is computational biologist Trevor Bedford. He's an expert in building family trees of virus evolution and is working to figure out how many people will be infected and when. On Science Friday, he also talked about how scientists have been able to develop rapid tests to confirm cases looking at the genome. UC's Folk says look to the CDC for the latest information.
I would just encourage people to look for trusted sources for information on understanding this particular virus, looking for prevention information, looking for treatment information.
She says as the virus spreads, also seek out information from local health organizations. One concern raised by an op-ed in foreignpolicy.com is, as officials use a variety of digital communications and surveillance to gather information, they need to be wary of hacking. The article says governments and intelligence agencies have long had an interest in manipulating health information, both in their own countries and abroad. It says they might do so to prevent mass panic, avert damage to their economies, or avoid public discontent. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.